This episode of Stock Doc is sponsored by Barclay Pearce Capital, a leading Australian corporate advisory and equities trading firm. Focused on your vision, Barclay Pearce specialises in making it a successful reality. The interviews and discussions in this podcast are opinions only and not financial or investment advice. Listeners should obtain independent advice based on their own circumstances before making any financial decision. Hi everyone, and welcome to this edition of Stock Doc. I'm your host, Dr. Nigel Finch, and today on the program I'm speaking with Garrison Huang. He's CEO and Managing Director at Harris Technology Group, who are listed under the ticker code HT8. Harris Technology has a long history and an established brand as a leading retailer of computer and technology products in Australia. Garrison, thanks for joining us from Melbourne and welcome to the program.
Thank you for the invitation.
Look, to start off, can you give listeners a very quick snapshot of the size and scale of Harris Technology? Say your headcount, your revenues, market cap, that sort of thing.
Yep. Well, our last financial revenue was 13.5 million. That's end of 30th of June. And this 6 monthly, end of December 2020, we returned a revenue of 19.4 million. So we have exceeded our last full year revenue within 6 months. Our capitalization is roughly about 32 million currently. It goes up and down, depends on the share price. Headcount counts, we have about 25 people only. So mm-hmm. we are quite the lean operation.
Not
too heavily on the headcounts.
Mm. And Garrison, for those who don't know your company, can you tell us just very briefly the target markets that you're working in and also the, you know, just at a very high level, the products and services you're providing?
Well, we sell to all the public. So we are B2C. Mm-hmm. We are e-commerce business. So we heavily rely on the major e-commerce platforms. The products focus are technology products. So we sell all the IT technology products from monitors, keyboard, notebooks to networking products, routers, switches. So anything related to computer hardware, we are the expert on.
Mm-hmm. And so I think just to quickly summarize, I mean, you're a micro cap given your sort of $30 million market cap, but certainly a very rapid growth as well, given what you said there. Your half-year results have fully eclipsed the full year from last year. So well done.
Thank you.
Well, can you tell us a little about the history of Harris Technology, including how it came to be listed on the stock exchange and the acquisition from Officeworks?
Yeah, it's for some of the listeners may know the name of Harris Technology. Harris Technology has been around in Australia way more than 30 years. Initially, it was a technology reseller and was later acquired by Coast Maya Group in, I think, about 2000. And then it was Coast Maya Group sold the business to Wesfarmed under Officeworks. So it was under Officeworks management for several years. I think it was from 2007 to 2015. So in 2015, we acquired the Harris Technology business from Officeworks. And we did a merge to an ASX listed company together with another business I was running at the time called Anywhere Corporation, which we were in the B2B business at one stage. So we went through a very tough restructuring phase in roughly 2016 to 2019. And we sold off the Anywhere B2B business and then was able to put our focus back onto the Harris Technology e-commerce business. And we turned around the business in 2020, recorded a million profit at the end of 2020 financial year. And ever since, we are growing at a very rapid speed today.
Mm-hmm. And when you say that we acquired it by way of a reverse takeover from Officeworks, I think my understanding is that you're a substantial shareholder in Harris Technology. Approximately what percentage of the company do you own personally?
Well, personally, I own more than 30%, between 30 to 30, I think 34-ish percentage. Yeah.
Well, that's a very impressive to have such a high conviction with a CEO in a business like that. Can you share with us the potential you saw in the company at the time of the acquisition from Officeworks? I mean, what did you see in the business that they couldn't?
Well, this Harris Technology is a very strong brand name. For those who have had the experience dealing with Harris Technology, they would know the name. It has a very strong history and also very strong reputation across the country, in fact. And it used to have multiple shops across the metropolitan cities in the country. And we actually closed all the retail stores in 2015. So we're now operating in a pure e-commerce kind of format only. It was under Officeworks, but it really did not have the love deserved to be. And also, it's not fitting in terribly well inside Officeworks. So that's the reason we saw the potential of this brand name and the reputation. We acquired a business from Officeworks in 2015.
And perhaps part of that was moving it to a strictly an e-commerce business model rather than a bricks and mortar and combination.
Yeah, at the time, Officeworks, in fact, had one last remaining retail store. When we did the acquisition, they did ask myself whether we want to inherit this retail shop. We decided not to because our strategy at the time was very clear that we trying to become an e-commerce, pure e-commerce player. So as of today, we don't have any retail shop fronts. We just operate a pure e-commerce business.
Well, look, I want to understand a little about the competitive environment, but that, I think, will require our listeners to better understand your short-term and long-term strategies. But let's talk about some of the platforms such as Amazon and eBay. Are these competitors or are these partners, or how do you see them?
Well, I mean, ever since Amazon entered, even before Amazon entered the country, because we were already operating the e-commerce business, many people asked me how we compete against Amazon. I always had this answer. We actually don't compete against the likes of Amazon or eBay because we treat them as a marketplace, as an online Westfield, if you like. Mm-hmm. So we operate our store on their platform. That's the way we run the business. And I must say that it's been proven to us and also to the market that the marketplace is a very strong, rapid growth segment of the e-commerce business.
I certainly think that that's an issue that is less understood by some investors. I think the knee-jerk reaction is to think that, you know, eBay or Amazon is a competitor, but I think you're right in saying, no, they're a marketplace and you're actually featured in that marketplace.
Indeed. We actually the technology number one seller on Amazon. So ever since about the last year, middle last year, we were ranked the top as the on customer reviews. So we very much well represented on Amazon, and we work in partnership with Amazon because I'm not sure if many people understand this. On Amazon globally, in fact, their marketplace sales exceeded their own retail business.
Yeah, well, that's interesting, isn't it? Well, look, can you start to talk us through a little bit about your medium to longer term strategy? And and how you're starting to prepare to deliver on this today?
Well, the first thing is to keep strengthening our position in, for example, Amazon, and then we grow our business in the other marketplaces, other major e-commerce businesses. For example, eBay, Kogan, and Catch. All of them have a marketplace business strategy, and they are also enjoying greatly the success of marketplace strategy. So we're trying to be, currently we are tech number one, reseller on Amazon. So we're certainly looking forward to grow our business, grow our footprints in the other marketplaces, such as I mentioned, eBay, Catch, and Kogan, etc. Of course, this many of business start operating marketplaces. So we just needed to be on that and make sure we grow with them. Mm-hmm. That's very much our short-term goal. I mean, in the medium term, we're also looking at the diversify our business coverage. And we are very strong in technology, but we are adding more and more product range, not only in technology, but also maybe we're trying, we signal to the market, we're trying to, for example, getting into the kitchenware, homeware type products. Of course, we initially at this stage, early days, we still need to focus on our core competence. So currently we're developing very strongly on the gaming segment, still in the tech knowledge, but it's a business we feel that we can keep growing quite nicely and get some significant market shares.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So, Garrison, clearly you're an e-commerce company. I just want to clarify something here. What percentage of your business is B2B rather than B2C, and how's that changed over time?
Well, first of all, we need to kind of try to clarify what B2B means here. If you are referring B2B as business wholesaling type of environment, then we don't have any this type of business existing today. I mean, we very much focus on B2C. But amongst the B2C customers, the C consumer customers, we also have a business consumers where the Harris Technology website currently serves a fair bit of it. So we have the SMB customers mainly on the Harris Technology, our own website. So one thing I needed to point out to your listeners is that we, on one hand, we operate on the marketplaces such as Amazon, eBay, and etc. On the other hand, we also have our own website and our own customer base. Harris Technology has been around for many, many years. So we have a very large customer, SMB customer, who still buying from us through our website. We also maintain a call center. We have a 1-300 number where business customers can ring and ask questions and get some advisors from us too.
Mm-hmm. So what strategies do you use to acquire new customers and to retain existing customers? Is it mostly just price that you're using?
Well, price is definitely a very important factor, I guess, in e-commerce business. You need to be very competitive. But in the same time, we are very focused on customer satisfaction. So just looking at Amazon, we are a very top rated seller. We're holding a 99% positive reviews amongst about 4,600 of reviews we accumulated. Of course, the product range is also important. We have to have the products people want, not only just the competitive price, but we need to make sure we are offering the products in demand the customer wanted to purchase.
Garrison, in terms of your product categories, can you walk us through at a very high level the split between the major categories and just give us a sense of potentially what they contribute to total revenue and total profitability?
We are a technology seller. We sell almost everything related to IT products. So being hard drives, being monitors, networking products. If you look at on Amazon, just use Amazon as an example, will be a very key supplier or seller for networking products. We'll be very strong in monitors and also in data storage, such as hard drives. We're also getting stronger in components in terms of motherboards, CPUs, graphic cards. So you will find, if you shop on Amazon, for example, you will find us offering these type of products, printers, scanners, all sorts. So, we don't have a percentage per se, but we can very much all the technology products we sell, computer type products we sell, we are holding a very decent position already on some of the marketplaces.
Well, look, your company has had some very nice growth over the past few quarters. Can you talk us through some of the changes to the headline numbers and perhaps what's driving that?
Well, it's interesting when you ask this question. Last year, during the peak of pandemic, the products were selling very, very fast. You couldn't get enough were monitors, webcams. As you know, people working from home, they need to conduct Zoom meetings. So they're buying a lot of this type of products. And it looks like today, this type of products still going strong, but not as crazy as it used to be. And networking still being a very strong element in our product offerings. And these days, also, we notice a lot of graphic cards being sold at very high price, because I think there is a market in the crypto mining business where these are in huge demand right now.
Garrison, looking at your results and the stellar growth that you've had in revenue in the short term, and looking at where your market cap is today, what do you think is required for the company to achieve an uplift in its valuation comparable to, say, some of the other e-commerce peers?
Well, I mean, this is a kind of an interesting question. For us, we will continuously drive the business, drive the revenue and the profitability. We see we are on the right track. We continuously delivering quarter to quarter growth. So I guess we'll leave to the market, to the investors, to gauge their feel about us and about our growth potential in the future. And hopefully our capitalization or our value can be reflected through our hard work as well as the recognition from the market.
Very good. Well, look, what advice would you give investors in terms of, as they're reading your announcements, what metrics should they be paying closer attention to when reading your announcements?
Well, we usually give a quarterly update. So I think it's important to understand or read into our quarterly figures, and in particularly in the technology space where we are the key player on many of the marketplaces. So the other thing is to be able to kind of understand what marketplace, online marketplace is, and how this potential can assist us, HT8, in the future, future in the months to come, years to come. Myself, I feel that we have a tremendous potential to keep growing in this alongside with the major e-commerce platforms. So one thing I actually said a few times to certain people is that if you believe, for example, if you believe Amazon will keep growing, then HTA will keep growing too.
And finally, can you tell us a little about what investors can expect to see in the coming months?
Well, we haven't, we don't give our, as per se, guidance to the market. We usually keep delivering the news, the update to the market. For example, we recently announced some appointments with certain brands, key brands, and including some gaming brands. We keep working on adding to our product portfolio, the key brands, and also the emerging brands. So hopefully this will assist us in growing our revenue as well as profitability. So I personally think we just need to continuously update the market whenever we have something worthwhile to put to the market, if you like.
Thank you to my guest, Garrison Huang, CEO and Managing Director at Harris Technology Group, for joining us for this edition of Stock Doc. And you can stay in touch with us through our Stockhead website. And if you haven't already done so, remember to subscribe to our twice daily newsletter for ASX market coverage, company profiles, and industry insights. This episode of the Stock Doc podcast was sponsored by Barclay Pearce Capital, Australia's leading corporate advisory and equities trading firm. Barclay Pearce Capital provides specialised corporate advisory and equities trading services to privately owned businesses, small to medium-sized public and ASX-listed companies.